Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, your top shelf vagina.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suisse en sac de vie.
Girl Fighters!
What's up?
Where's my theme music?
I'm trying not to smell too much on you.
Thanks. Are you smelly?
My feet are always smelly, so...
It is summertime.
Sometimes it, like, it wafts up and I smell it. I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not smelling out Maggie.
I smelled really bad on Sunday at the We Just Met gala. I was like, I stank. That's gross. So, you guys, it's Gish Week.
It's Gish Week.
Woo!
We did some amazing photo shoots tonight.
Everybody on my team is loving them.
Oh, did we have to do Space Pirates tonight?
I forgot to bring the space background. Thingy. There was so much I forgot. I had that thing this morning where I was getting ready and I was looked at the clock and went, oh fuck, I should have left 10 minutes ago.
Eek.
So I forgot a bunch of things.
So that happened.
I can do Space Pirates with you another day this week. I'll just come over and we'll, I mean, you know what you're wearing, right?
I mean, I have a closet full of shit.
You have
so
a closet
we can
full of pirate stuff.
Figure it out.
Right. So yeah. I'm just going to make you be a pirate and I'm going to shoot you. You're going to be the space pirate.
Okay.
You're going to be amazing at it. And I'm going
to
put it.
Too bad we don't have time to go to Canton and talk my brother into being Jack Sparrow.
Ugh.
You could get some major points.
That's too bad.
For Jack Sparrow.
It's also too bad that we don't have time to go to the planetarium.
Ooh. I did think, like, Space Pirates could be anything, too. If someone cosplayed as, you know, Firefly cast.
Yeah.
They are legit space pirates.
They are space pirates.
And do we want modern space pirates or literally colonial pirates in space?
I wanted colonial pirates in space. I think that will be very funny. Although we do have to, you know, tweet that at what's his fuck face?
Ted Cruz.
That one.
Yeah.
I
think Scott was even surprised when I told him that Ted Cruz is literally scared of space pirates.
He thinks that people are going to go to space and steal things.
What are we going to steal?
I don't.
It's not like we have an economy in space yet. You have to have an economy in space in order to be a pirate.
I'm shaking my head, you guys. I know. He's a dumbass.
He should be more afraid of Somalian pirates who are terrorizing our seas, literally, than space pirates.
He's a dummy. I don't know what to say.
No one lives in our space.
I know. He's...
And quite frankly, I don't want anyone living in our space because...
No.
We do not need to be talking to and inviting the aliens to our corner of the Milky Way. We're not prepared for that shit.
We are not.
We've seen all the movies. We're not prepared for alien invasions.
We act like such assholes to people who look slightly different from us. Like, can you imagine?
We are going to get stomped on and squished like bugs.
It's not going to be great. It's not going to be great. So you want to see some of the other Gish things I did this week?
So let's go back to Catherine.
Yeah.
We did two photo shoots with Catherine tonight.
Yeah, so first we did ask a child five or under their greatest fear and then overcome it with them. And she said she's scared of snakes. So I bought a bunch of plastic snakes and she and I went out there with your swords.
Mm-hmm.
And Shannon taped a pillow to me and I wore a bowl on my head. Like I went very, like I was scared, and Catherine dressed as a superhero pirate. Like she was a badass with her peacock hat and cape. That was really fun. She had fun with that one.
Yeah, she did.
The other one, she was like, are we done yet?
Yeah.
So it was fun to stomp on the snakes. That was fun too. And then, I was the monster, quote unquote, under her bed, and she was reading to me.
It was very cute.
Oh, man, some of those pictures are great.
Yeah. Feeling maybe we should put one on the wall.
Yeah. That would be fun. This one where...
You could probably send a few to my sister to touch up, and she'll put them on her site for me that I can order some.
Yeah. This one where we're both laughing makes me happy.
Yeah. Plus, you're like, ah.
Right.
You did look like a Where the Wild Things Are monster.
I'm so glad that I roared the terrible roar.
Yeah.
I have shimmer everywhere because I used shimmer, silver shimmer makeup. As I was putting it on in your bathroom, I was like, oh no, do I look like I'm doing blackface? Like, as I was putting it on, I was like, oh no. Everything was gray. Everything was gray and silver, you know, like, yes. I was a gray silver monster. And so I did like shimmer gray eyeshadow. But yeah, while I was putting it on, I was like, oh.
Oops. Hashtag oops.
There's one where you have to do something with somebody who is now or was formerly in the NBA. And I actually had a friend from U of M who was in the NBA. And we even talked like after graduation, and we lost track like 10 years ago. And I've been trying to track him down, and I fucking can't. Can't find him.
Too bad you don't have an NFL thing you could do.
I know. I actually messaged NFL guy, and I was like, do you know any basketball players? Do you know any pro basketball players? And he acted like I was a fucking idiot. Like, no, I play football, you dumb bitch. Yeah, but like,
I know. That doesn't mean you don't have buddies in the NBA, asshole.
Right? Like, you had to have, there is a good possibility in my mind that the, like, football players and basketball players at U of M knew each other, and that he might still be friends with some, like you were both in those things. You both went to shit. Like, right?
Yeah. I guess we have too many assumptions. Maybe they are that segregated.
Yeah.
That they just don't even.
They all lived in South Quad together.
Right?
Like, I don't know. I mean, I thought that he might not, but he acted like I was a goddamn idiot. Whatever.
No, why would I? Because you're a professional athlete?
Because you're a professional athlete. You might know other professional athletes,
right?
Who play different sports.
I'm a student services professional. I have friends that do the same shit as I do at other colleges in other states.
Right, right. Exactly.
They don't do the exact same job as me.
I'm going to swing back around to they all lived in South Quad together. Because South Quad, you guys, is like known as being the sports dorm. Right. Like, it's known as being the dorm.
It's like closest to the South Quad. And a campus.
Which is where the which is where the places that you play are. The fields / arenas.
Literally called South Campus.
Right. So South Campus is where the fields / arenas are. So most of the athletes live in South Quad. It is known for that.
Which is honestly nowhere near South Campus, but it's the closest area to it.
Right. Right. Well, you can't have those things on campus when you have as many fans, like, as many people attending those things. You couldn't have the football stadium right in the middle of campus. That would be a goddamn disaster. It's got to be on the edge of it.
U of M, the big house, is the largest stadium in the United States.
Yeah.
Not even just collegiate.
Like, right.
The largest stadium.
What largest one that exists.
The only stadium that is bigger than it is in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And it holds 140,000 people.
That's a lot of people.
A lot of people. Michigan holds 113,000. 115 on a good day.
Yeah.
Because they count all bodies, not just seats. Not right. Just asses and seats.
Right. They count all the people.
Yeah.
So when the press box is full, they're counting all of them.
Yeah.
And
concessions
and all of
security,
the, like, right. All of the people. The all the people that are in there. So, anyway, I was like, whatever. You might have known someone.
Right.
I'm so bummed. So, Josh lived on my, like, hall dorm. And his cousin is Shaquille O'Neal.
What?
Yeah.
You are 2 degrees separated from Shaquille O'Neal.
Truly, I am.
Who tweeted me once.
Oh.
But you know someone who's a relative of Shaquille O'Neal.
I do. He was...
Shaq would do something for you.
I almost wanted to tweet Shaq and be like, I used to be friends with your cousin Josh in college, and we lost touch, and I was wondering if he's still around and if you'd send him my info. Like, how often do things. Like, I bet Josh gets hit up for people to meet Shaq all the time.
But, like, for Shaq to get hit up because you know his cousin?
Listen, I lost touch with your cousin, and I can't find him anywhere, and we were good friends.
He would totally hook you up. Shaq would be like, yeah, man. I feel like he would.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be like, give me his information, you know, because I'm not a psycho. Right. I'd be like, give him my information.
Give him my Twitter handle. He can find me.
Right.
He's probably sitting right next to him as he reads the tweet. Yo, Josh. So, they're at a family barbecue.
So Josh was slow. Not stupid. Like, on the basketball court, he was slow. Like, he was 7'2".
Oh, my God.
And when he lived in East Quad, he had a...
Are you sure he hasn't died of a massive heart attack yet?
He had a single with two twin beds that he slept diagonally across.
I believe it.
And, yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't put that shit end to end so he could just, like, have one long bed.
Well, but they had the things bars. On. They had the bars up so because you could bunk them.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, anyway, he and I were pals, and we lost touch. He was my neighbor, but he was like, on the basketball court, he was slow. If he'd been fast, that guy would have been unstoppable, and everybody would have known his name.
Yeah. I'm feeling it.
So, and then, like, I even had emails with him, but it was from, like, Blogspot Yahoo email, and I was like, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way that's still his there's no way I'm going to get a hold of him.
Yeah.
There.
You could try sending, like, a random Gmail email, like...
To Josh Moore?
Or whatever his Yahoo was, or his Blogspot.
Oh, I got
People are creatures of habit.
That's true. It's like, there's no way he got Josh Moore.
I'm surprised I don't have Shannon@gmail.com, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Because that's where I was everywhere. Fortunately for me, I got Gmail early enough that I am the one and only ShannonMarshall@gmail.com.
Boom.
Josh A. Moore. Yeah, he has a Wikipedia page.
He played college basketball for Michigan Wolverines and is known for his scoring ability.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And he could have a Twitter or something. He doesn't have any social media.
I could not find him. Ugh. I could not find shit about him. Like, it's like he dropped off the face of the earth 10 years ago when I stopped being in touch with him.
So what else are you doing for Gish? You did say you're going to feed a friend blindfolded at a fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
So excited for that one.
Yeah. It's one of my kink friends. I kind of, like, I've known him for 2 years, and I kind of accidentally developed a crush on him recently. So, and, like, we hung out last weekend.
Just making sure I'm recording.
Oh, my God.
I am. 13 minutes.
We hung out last weekend, and he's not working right now, and I was like, do you want to get weird with me next week? And so I asked him if he wanted to do that one, so we're going to go to Weber's on Saturday because they have the white linen cloths. Order some, I'm thinking.
And you guys have to wear all white.
All white, yeah. And I'm thinking.
Do you need anything? I have white.
That you'll let me destroy?
I mean.
And it's going to get fucked.
Yeah, I could give you one of my shirts.
It's going to get fucked up.
I'm not going to give you the dress that I just bought that I like.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'll give you.
It's going to get wine shirt. All over it. It's going to get red wine and food all down the front of it.
I'll give you a shirt.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm thinking that we should get, because it would be funny, some pasta, some, like, fettuccine Alfredo, and then some sides, and feed it with each other with our fingers, because that, you know. That'll be easier. It would suck to get stabbed in the mouth with a fork. I'm just going to pick up
the whole point.
I'm just going to pick up some mashed potatoes and put it in his face.
Someone with utensils? Isn't that the point?
It doesn't say utensils. It just says feed them. I think it's funnier to feed them with your fingers. It would suck to get stabbed. I would not want to get stabbed with a fork. Like, I think it's funnier to, like, reach for their face and, like, pick up an asparagus and, like, put it in their mouth.
Shove it in their mouth.
So, yeah, I was thinking,
well,
like...
Well, they didn't say that you couldn't communicate. They just said feed each other like you're at you, one of those...
Do you think that you're not going to get stabbed in the mouth with a fork? Like, how do you not see that happening? I'm not interested.
I guess you could just do super ice cream things that take spoons.
I was thinking of getting the, like, peanut butter ice cream pie and how funny that would be. Because I love that dessert. Peanut butter.
Tomato soup.
Peanut butter ice cream pie.
Peanut butter.
Assigned to me, so let me read it.
So, space pirates, monsters under the bed, vanquishing snakes.
Yep. All right. The big trend in experience-based restaurants has you eating in total darkness. But these gimmicky restaurants cost a fortune. We're bringing it to the masses. Take a dinner date to an upscale restaurant. The fancier, the better. Wear white. There must be a white linen tablecloth. Sit across from each other and feed each other dinner while both of you are blindfolded. You must be serving one another red wine or a similar dark beverage.
I think you should try to not spill shit on each other. See how perfectly you can do it.
That's not funny.
Just be like, look, we did it. We're perfect.
No, that's not funny.
I might have to be funny.
It's people like funny. People vote for stuff. People vote for the ones that are charming and funny.
You can be charming and perfect. I'm just saying. All right. I got Sword Camp next week.
Yeah.
Hey, Ayla comes next week. Hey. So I think this might be our last full podcast for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm going to try and push this one out quick. We have Catherine's first concert on Friday.
Aww.
You're going to go with us, correct?
I am.
Joan Jett and Hart.
This week.
Isn't it Monday?
It's Monday. I thought you just said Friday.
Monday.
I swear I heard Friday, and I was like, Friday is Gish! Yeah, Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Ayla comes 2 days later,
uh-huh.
And I'm taking her off the plane and taking her to camp.
Aw, fun.
So that should be exciting.
That is exciting.
And I booked a mini vacay for us to go to Frankenmuth for the weekend in 2 weeks.
That's fun.
There will be... Renaissance Festival at some point this month.
Yes.
School starts on the 26th. The summer's over, man. The summer is motherfucking over. What am I going to do?
It's still July.
30th.
You have a month.
It's gone already.
Okay.
Shit's gone. Like a bad New Kids on the Block song. That's an NSYNC song.
I don't want to.
That means you start working full time in a month.
I know. I don't, though. It always takes time for it to pick up. I'm going on two vacations in a month, and I don't know how I'm going to afford them. So one is my up north trip to my grandma's house with my friends. And somehow it became everybody and their partners. And I'm like panicking about it. Last year I stayed after to do all the laundry. My grandma's laundry is like, it doesn't work well and it's tiny. And so I was telling my friend yesterday, I was like, I think I just have to go to the like laundromat downtown and like crank everything out in the huge washers and dryers. And she was like, that's completely unnecessary. And I was like, there's going to be 13 fucking people there. There were only 5 last year. And I ended up staying there for way longer than I thought I was going to clean up after everybody. Like, I'm panicking about this.
Yeah, I would go to a laundromat too.
Thank you. See, I didn't think I was crazy.
No, and especially if you're having issues and if you have to flip the whole house and wash all the linens, I wouldn't fuck around with that shit either. I'd just take it all to the laundromat, shove it in one machine, pay $4.
Right.
And then shove it in one dryer, pay another $1, and you're done in an hour instead of 12.
Yeah, exactly that. And there's going to be so many fucking towels.
You could actually even just drop it off at the laundromat and come back 2 hours later.
Yeah. totally could. So that was like
$7 a pound.
That's a thing that I was like like freaking out about. And then, okay, so I asked my aunt and uncle if we could use their house as well. Oh, like they haven't been up there in forever. My uncle, it's my grandparent, it's my great aunt and great uncle. So it's my grandma's sister and her husband. And he gets dialysis and they were like, we can't go up there anymore. And they only ever go up there when my grandma also is up there so that like my parents will make them food, mm-hmm. right? So like, so I call my aunt and ask her about it. And she's like, well, like we might be up there then. Okay, one, no, you're not. And two, even if you were planning to go up that weekend, if I was planning on going to my secluded cottage in the forest and found out that the like thing that I share a driveway with was going to have 13 fucking people at it, I would be like, oh no, never mind, I'm not going then. Like, she doesn't want to be there while there's 13 of us up there.
Right.
And I'm not fucking feeding her if she does. I swear to God.
You will not eat any of my cheese or my fruit.
Do not touch my donuts. Like my uncle did last year.
Yeah.
He touched all the donuts.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm panicking about this vacation and I don't want to do it. And then the other thing I did is the weekend after that is the, like, big... So, there's a Pokemon Go, like, big thing every summer in Chicago, and they decided that the Wizards Unite big thing every year is going to be in Indianapolis. So I put in an application for tickets because not everybody who wants to go gets tickets, and my name got pulled for tickets. And so I was like, I guess I'm gonna go. Like, I want to do it. It will be fun. And I spent a little bit of extra money, but I'm staying at the same Airbnb that I stayed at 2 years ago for Gen Con because they were so good. And since I stayed there last, they installed a bathroom there and a private entrance for that room.
Nice.
So it used to just be a room in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But like now
it's a suite.
Now it's a little suite. And they're charging the same amount as they were 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it has more amenities. So I was like, it's still cheaper than a hotel room. But yeah. Maybe I should find a friend to go with me.
Yeah, you should take a friend.
Split some costs.
Splitsies.
Split some costs.
Yeah, take one of your Potter friends.
Right.
Someone from your list who gets as many points as you.
Do not remember if I talked about Potterless last week. Have you listened to the podcast that we recorded last week?
Your Potter list?
Potterless? It's instead of Pottermore, Potterless.
You did not talk about that.
It's a podcast where a guy in his mid-20s is reading Harry Potter for the first time.
Oh.
And he goes through in like chunks of chapters and breaks it down. And he complains about Quidditch constantly. He hates Quidditch. He thinks it's like the stupidest sport.
Good thing they don't ever talk about Quidditch again after like the third book.
No, they still do. He was so excited that it was not in the fourth book. And then he was also excited when they got banned in the fifth book.
Yeah.
But the sixth book,
there's the Quidditch World Cup. But that's just the beginning.
He was so mad about it. He was so mad. Which, all of that is funny. And then in the fourth book, like, he's always trying to guess what the twist is going to be. And, like, which is the actual red herring and, you know, like, right? So... all through the fourth book, he kept on being like, Ludo Bagman's the bad guy. It's Ludo Bagman. And so now you can get a shirt that has a picture of a red herring on it, and it says, it's Ludo Bagman, which I think is very funny also. So anyway, I've been really enjoying listening to Potterless. Because he came up with the idea because JK's website is Pottermore, right? So he's Potterless. So... and he has all these great things. Like, he loves book Ginny Weasley, and he's like, the movies did her dirty. Like, because in the movie, she's so boring. She's a totally dull character with no character development. And in the book, she's like charming and funny and sassy, and you realize how really perfect she is for Harry. So, anyway, Potterless is very funny. I've been enjoying it thoroughly. It was Little Bagman. And then it's also funny, like, the things that he knows that are spoilers, where he'll be like, Snape kills Dumbledore, but it's for a good reason. And then he says, always. Because always is, like, a real popular, like, Tumblr, you know, thing, yeah, and, like, yeah. Etsy thing.
Yeah,
and
people fucking get tattoos of that shit, too.
Don't do that, by the way. Snape is the worst. Like, that does not redeem him at all. He's like the ultimate incel who's mad about not getting laid for his entire life. And right. And he bullies Harry from the time he's 11, a kid who's been abused his entire life. He bullies Neville. He tells Hermione. Well,
he was bullied himself, so he's just...
I know, hurt people hurt people.
Poorly projecting his own insecurities onto children.
But that's my butt. He
shouldn't be. I didn't realize that was your butt. I thought it was between the sheets. Between the seats.
Between the...
Yeah. I get it.
You guys, Shannon was groping me. Okay, but he's also a terrible teacher, and here's why. He puts shit just on the board and tells children to do that. The only thing he values is natural talent. He doesn't fucking teach. He should have been fired a million times for A, bullying children, and B, not teaching them jack shit.
Hashtag tenure.
Yeah, truly. Hashtag Dumbledore is a softie. Like, he's there because Dumbledore wanted him to be there.
Yeah, everyone has a backstory, even Snape. And
I know, yeah. Hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I always had a soft spot for Snape. Probably, I was bullied growing up, too, so. But you don't see me bullying 11-year-olds.
No.
Yeah.
That's
a consequence.
Right.
Not pining after my first lost love because she married a jerk.
Defense Against the Dark Arts. He tells the students when in Harry's sixth year, when he's the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher, he tells them to do nonverbal spells, and he doesn't explain how, demonstrate, or give an example. Just he just says, just do it.
The book will teach you.
Like, he's the worst fucking teacher. He shouldn't be there. Ugh. And being the ultimate incel does not make me like him.
Yeah. Well, maybe Dumbledore knew the future.
Dumbledore is a big old softie. He has a lot of compassion for broken people. And I don't dislike that about him.
I don't think Dumbledore knew at all what he was doing, to tell you the truth. I know I just totally contradicted myself, but he let an 11-year-old figure everything out for him.
Yeah.
So, he put children in danger, too. Dumbledore's a jerk, also. He constantly put children in danger.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, like, at the end of the seventh book, Aberforth is like, oh, did he tell you everything? Did he give you all the information you needed to complete your task? Was it an easy task that he gave you to do? And Harry's just sitting there being like, knowing that Dumbledore didn't tell him shit. Dumbledore didn't explain to him how to end a Horcrux. Oh, shit.
Yeah. No, you're right. The guy that I've been standing up for all these years is really a big fat jerk.
I saw a really wonderful little, you know, Tumblr type thing online the other day that was like, Albus Severus is a trans girl and goes to Professor Longbottom because she's freaking out that she has to change her name when she was named after the two bravest people that Harry knew, and Neville tells her that they weren't that great anyway.
I like it.
Right?
It's okay. They weren't that great anyway.
Yeah, no. And then the next person goes, and then she names herself Minerva.
Right?
Yes. Minerva was the bravest and best.
She was amazing.
Minerva is the one that where it's at.
The majority of the women in that story were actually pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a Harry Potter podcast called The Women of Harry Potter and the Sacred Text, and they bless the women week by week and talk about how badass all the women are.
Yeah.
So it's a podcast just talking about the women of Harry Potter and giving them blessings. And they bless Moaning Myrtle and talk about like how sad it is that she was having depression and that she was killed when she was having depression, and so like that carries with her, and like how mean all the students are to her when she's just stuck in teenage depression for eternity. And like they like come up with these really like thoughtful, sweet things about all of them. And yeah, I love Minerva. Have a biscuit, Potter. It's just an iconic moment. If you don't remember when that is, it's from the fifth book when he challenges Umbridge and gets all this detention, and Minerva calls him in and sits him down, and instead of like yelling at him or anything, offers him a cookie.
She's like, just fucking eat a cookie and chill out.
Yeah. Yep.
Stop fighting a fight you can't win right now.
Yeah.
Save your strength for later.
Have a biscuit, Potter.
Yeah.
It's iconic. It's an iconic moment that they cut from the movies, and I will never forgive them.
Yeah. I was actually thinking of, after your last Potter escapade,
yeah,
of getting Catherine all the paperbacks, even though we own all the hardbacks. Let me tell you how easy those are to hold up and read over your head while you're laying down in bed.
Oh, is it good? Is it enjoyable?
I mean, we haven't done it to her yet, but I remember doing it for myself. And being like, yeah, I'm not, like, the thought of it, I'm just like, nope, I'm going to buy my daughter paperbacks because it's all I have the strength for. When does he go to Hogwarts at 10?
11. You have to be 11.
Should that be her 11th birthday gift?
Yeah, obviously.
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 Have a Harry Potter themed birthday.
Yeah.
When she's a preteen at 11.
Oh, tomorrow's Harry's birthday, by the way. Everybody, I hope you celebrated it.
July 31st.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Huh.
July 31st. I thought that I would be 2 years behind them all in school, and I realized that I would have been 3 years behind them all in school because I had a fall birthday. So I would have gone to school a year later because you must be 11 when you go to Hogwarts. Mm-hmm. So I would have had to wait a full year. Because I went to school when I was 4 and turned 5 while I was there. So I thought I would have been 2 years, like I thought I would have been a year behind Ginny, but I would have been
2 years
behind Ginny, 3 years behind the trio.
Yeah.
I would have been a Ravenclaw, obviously. I would have loved that. I would have loved.
I don't think my daughter's going to fall for a Harry Potter themed 11th birthday.
I would have loved going to a school and being in a class, like being in a dorm where everybody valued learning and smarts and wisdom. Like, okay. I would have loved that so fucking much.
Right.
I pretended to be dumber than I was because I didn't want, because everybody's so mean. I didn't want people to make fun of me for being a smarty pants. Like, how fucking dumb is that?
Yeah.
People making fun of people for being a smarty pants. Yeah, I am. I'm goddamn smarter than you.
My brother and I were both asked to go into the gifted programs in elementary school, and we didn't want to be in with the nerds.
Yeah. Imagine a whole house of nerds like Ravenclaw.
I know. I'm just like, oh God, I hope Catherine's a nerd. I need her to be in the gifted program.
She got to be the best.
Well, that ruined John and I, too, as adults. We're unchallenged, gifted adults.
Yeah.
So we live a life of mediocrity because we're just like, meh.
Meh.
You don't care enough because we were unchallenged.
Right.
He barely graduated high school. High school was too easy for my brother, so he...
Didn't do anything. Yeah.
I, on the other hand, did the bare minimum and still got A's.
Yeah, I really loved getting A's and being acknowledged. Like, I really put in...
I didn't have to try for my A's. I just...
I never learned how to study.
Yeah.
When I didn't study in undergrad either, actually.
Yeah, neither did I, and my transcripts show that.
And so when I went back and did like bio and biochem and all of those, I did not know how to fucking study for that. I'd never had to. Mm-hmm. I did not understand.
Yep. I studied some.
I studied
not
some.
Not as much as I should have.
I was in the residential college before, like when they didn't have grades. And my first semester Spanish, I did the Spanish intensive where I was taking 8 credit hours of Spanish.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was like, Marguerite came in with a very good knowledge of Spanish already, but did not really apply herself to learning more. And I was like, I did all of the work you asked me, but they were totally right. I didn't.
Right.
That was completely accurate. But I was like, I did the requirements for your goddamn class.
Sorry, I didn't go above and beyond. If you want me to go above and beyond, put that in the syllabus.
Right. If you want me to put in that much effort, tell me that's the expectation. I put in that much effort because you told me that was the expectation.
So I did exactly what you asked. I did that for my graduate thesis. I was like, what do I put in this business proposal? And the guy was like, it's in your handbook. And I read the fucking handbook and it didn't tell me what to put in there.
Yeah.
So I did the bare minimum of what I thought should be in there. And he read it and he had another professor read it. And that other professor gave me a C on my graduate paper.
I'm not laughing at you.
And literally wrote, student did the bare minimum.
Ugh.
And I was like, what else was I supposed to do? If you want more, put it in there.
Right.
Oh no, I think we come from this really unique, you know, Xennial, early millennial generation of like, our parents gave us very clear instructions. Our elementary school and middle school and high schools gave us very clear instructions and expectations. And then when we got to college, that all went out the window.
Yeah.
And so I was looking for very clear instructions in this very important course.
Yeah.
And he was just like, figure it out. And I'm like, no!
I had a teacher who said, I want you to infer things.
No!
And then I would infer things.
I am not paying you to help me infer things. Well, I am paying you to teach me and tell me what to do.
I would infer things and then he thought that my inferences were wrong. Like, I would get poor grades on my tests because he didn't like what I inferred. And I finally, like, asked my friend. This was recently. I was like, how did you get an A in his class? And she goes, oh, I just repeated back stuff that he said in the lectures.
Verbatim.
Yeah, verbatim. And I was like, God damn it.
You didn't crack the code, Maggie.
I didn't crack the I was inferring because he told me to infer.
Yeah.
But the code was
a middle-aged white man.
But the code was repeat back to him what he said in class verbatim.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Fuck. You forgot rule number one.
Stroke the white man's ego.
Oh my god, I can't believe we were both just like said that randomly.
Yeah, we didn't plan that. We just knew what it was gonna be.
All right, this head is creeping me out.
A plastic snake was staring at us. So Shannon had to stand up to move it because she said the head was creeping her out. So the little snake head was staring out at us. I got us canned wine. Shannon didn't drink her canned wine.
Go get it.
You're going to get your canned wine. Don't read the price tag.
Okay.
It's a lot. I'm obsessed with it. It's so goddamn good. It's so goddamn good. So I keep buying it even though it's $1 million.
That's the sound of class.
Yeah. My dad was like, I said something about going to the store or something. And I was like, you're going to the store. Will you get me more canned wine? Like, I can't stop drinking it.
Woo. That's special.
You don't like it?
It's all right.
She made a face, you guys.
Rosé bubbles. Oregon grown Underwood. Yeah. Yeah. Bottoms up, I guess.
I'm so bummed that you don't like it. I'm obsessed with it. I can't stop drinking it. It's like pop that gets you drunk.
Skanky pop that gets you drunk.
It is delicious canned wine. She really hates it, you guys.
I'm doing bitter beer face.
Why?
I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah, it tastes... Actually, yours tastes weird.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, that's not how mine tastes.
I'm like, that Hams is better. I'll go get a can of that.
Yeah, yours tastes strong.
Oh, well, good. That's not just me.
No, it's not just you. You don't have to drink it. I wonder if it's because it got warmed up today, like while I was around and out and stuff.
Skanky, you're feeding me skunked canned wine.
Yes, skunked canned wine.
Well, that's a phrase you never thought you'd say, huh?
I love canned wine.
All right. There were some debates tonight that we didn't watch here in Detroit, actually.
Yep, didn't watch it.
I heard people I saw people complain about Bernie Sanders already. Like, why are you yelling, Bernie? We're all right here. I was like, he's deaf. Someone's dropped out. Someone's joined. There's a lot of more people that aren't making the debates that are running for president still. Scott had a little reunion with some of his fraternity brothers.
Yeah, you seemed like you were having fun.
We did have a good time. One went off, though, on Trump and how he's going to be president again for 4 years.
He wants him to be or not?
He just blatantly stated that he was going to be. And it doesn't matter what all those bleeding heart libertards think.
Okay, so he does want him to be.
They're not going to be able to get their shit together to get him out of office.
I am worried about him staying president. I'm truly worried about it.
I hope someone can get their shit together so we can get him out of office.
He's truly the worst. Like, at this point, I can't understand how people are still supporting him.
They're not supporting him. They're supporting their own agendas.
I guess.
I still need to ask Carrie, how did those tax reforms work out for her and her family this year? Because that's why she voted for Republican Trump.
Who did?
My sister-in-law. She said... I'm voting for him because he will be good for my wallet. She's a teacher.
Yeah, I know. He's not. That's not good for teachers at all.
They lost all their deductions. Like, I just want to be like, so, how's that working out for your wallet? Middle class. Just like the rest of us. Now we're carrying the weight of the nation even more.
That's really stupid. If society doesn't exist to help each other out, then what the fuck are we even doing?
Yeah.
Making rich people richer at our expense?
Yes.
That's not the purpose of society.
Well, it is now. It's not what it used to be.
Purpose...
We should go back to living in villages and doing everything by hand.
The purpose... of society is to work together for the greater good of everybody.
It's politics and bullshit.
It's Gish Week, and I'm just tired.
You're tired.
Tomorrow I'm throwing a beach party for the seniors.
Nice. That's fun.
Yeah. They're actually going to the park. They're going to Delhi Park for a picnic. I'm going to throw up. I'm going to show up.
With a ton of sand and dump it in the park and throw a beach party?
I'm not bringing sand.
Beach blanket bingo.
I'm bringing...
Beach blanket bingo.
I'm bringing...
Lays? Everybody gets laid?
Yeah, I'm bringing... Well, actually, one of the ladies who worked there said that she had some. They were like, we did a beach party on this side recently. So I'm like showing up to their beach party. I'm bringing Fig Newtons and Milano cookies. And I am, I have postcards that I wrote them to be like, enjoy the beach. The beach is great. I also bought a pack of like the photo booth things where it's got like pineapples and things being like, I love the beach. So that's what we can do for our picture.
Fun.
Yeah. So I'm pretty pumped about that. But I really think that the items are getting harder every year.
Your gish items?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
You agree?
Well, they got to get a little harder every year, I think.
Do they gotta?
People are overachievers and go above and beyond. They do more than the bare minimum, Maggie.
Well, I used to do a ton of items, and I just feel like I'm not overachieving the way I used to. I feel disappointed in myself.
Your noodle dance is still my favorite.
It really
of
is.
All time.
It is the best.
It is the goat.
It is the goat. It's the best one
the
I did.
Greatest of all time.
But for example, I always do the retirement community ones. And in 2015, I took a dog to the center because I was with what's his face, my autistic kid, and he had his service dog. So we took the service dog to the to the place, right? So that was the first one. And then the next year, I had to dress like a pirate and bring a donation. So I did that. And then the year after that, it was bake banana bread. And then this year, it's throw a goddamn beach party. I've driven out there twice and talked on the phone to a bunch of people trying to put this together. Like, this is too much goddamn effort. I can't handle it. I can't.
Don't forget to take the pina coladas.
What?
To the beach party.
What pina coladas?
Drinks.
Nah.
At least let them put juice and some sort of
already being fed at the picnic. They're having a picnic there. They're already being fed. I'm not feeding the people from the independent living, it's assisted living. I'm not feeding the people from assisted living.
You're not going to get a taco truck, a food truck to pull up and cater the beach party?
I don't have that kind of money. What are you insane? They already had this.
I think that's what they're looking for in Gish.
Oh, yeah. They already had this planned, though, that, like, I'm crashing their party and turning it into a beach party. I'm crashing their picnic and making them have a beach party.
There you go.
So.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink your skunk wine because I paid for it.
Okay. You should. That's did cost more than a normal bottle I buy.
Yeah.
Just a can.
It's
like some Starbucks level shit right there.
Yes. More than the Starbucks I bought today. Why did your can turn out all wrong?
I don't know, man. I'm glad you took a sip. You're like, you're making a face. Give that to me. All right. Are we ready to wrap it up? Do you have an internet thing of the day?
Yeah, I had one. Okay, so it's got a picture of cookies and cream Oreo, limited edition. And this person said, fire, with three fires. And someone responded, whose high ass made Oreo-flavored Oreos?
You're right. Those are Oreo flavored Oreos.
Cookies and cream.
It didn't even dawn on me. I was just like, yes, queen, that's delicious. Cookies and cream Oreos. Who's high ass? Wait. You telling me who's high ass made Oreo flavored Oreos?
Who's high ass made Oreo flavored Oreos?
That's awesome.
I know. I sent it to the girl group because I couldn't stop laughing at it.
I love it.
Oreo flavored Oreos, guys.
Can you send that to me?
Yeah,
I'm
definitely.
Put it in my VIP page.
Yeah. Fire.
This girl is on fire.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, wrap it up like a dick.
Like a dick.
You guys are going to be overloaded this week with episodes.
Because Shannon...
We got a little drop coming.
Like, plopped them all together.
Sorry.
Us dropped them all at the same time.
We're just going to drop them all. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. I got to go to sword camp, so...
It is what it is.
A tiny bit of a break. And they have a concert the next Tuesday after that.
Oh, which one's that one?
Korn and... Alice in Chains.
Gotcha.
So we're going to go to Heart next, and we'll do that episode.
Yeah.
And then I go to camp, and then Korn and Alice in Chains. And that's on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 2 weeks before the next full episode. Before we record the next full episode. So.
Sounds good to me.
Awesome sauce.
All right. Let's wrap it up like a dick. Find us all of the places, like on Facebook, at That More Thing. And then you can also interact with me on Twitter and see some of my gish tweets, you guys. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 206 question mark?
Seven?
207
Seven?
Question mark? Seven? 200 and something.
200 plus.
Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye. Bye.